to kind of choose your route, and that kind of stuff you kind of figure out as you go along too. But yeah, we had to walk through the white community to get to the school, so sometimes we'd get called bad names, and that's why we usually tried to walk together, not by ourselves. Well, I can remember a couple of incidents where it involved cars full of white guys, and them saying threatening things or calling us bad names. And because he was a friend of the family, I guess he was kind of impatient with me because I wasn't picking up on the French very well. And he would call me out in class and yell at me and stuff like that. And that, to this day, I remember that. And the guy is dead now, so it's not like I can do anything to him anyway. But I thought long and hard about trying to get to him once I got big enough. But I don't think he did it on purpose. I think he was really just frustrated because he already knew my family, and really I was maybe one of two or three black children in his class, and he probably just wanted me to succeed, but he had no clue as to how to reach me. So yeah, him I remember. And that's probably the most negative experience that I had. Yes, my family valued education very highly, and they expected us to achieve. But it wasn't like they were standing over us with a stick or anything. We just knew that they had high expectations for us. When I say we, I'm talking about my brother and sister and myself. Actually, I found out later that my grandmother had gone to college, which was kind of rare in our community. And then my mother, I think my grandmother graduated from college, and my mother went to college for a couple of years. So we had that kind of history in our family. And if it weren't for that, I probably wouldn't have gotten a college degree because I felt a lot of pressure to go on and do well, or do as well as I could. And also, our church worked with young people on campus. As a matter of fact, my great great uncle worked out here and developed relationships with the black students on this campus, and actually had them coming to Bethel Church. They had an orchestra. He got them connected with resources in the community so that they could make a living, because most of them had to work while they were going to school. And a lot of those people are now judges. Well, no, they're retired now, but a lot of those people were very influential people in the city of Chicago once they left here. They all spoke fondly of my uncle. So all that happened through Bethel Church.